This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Stock Exchange urges more local companies to list on the market. Construction of Wigton 3 to be completed by February 2016. And Ministry of Health urges members of the public to take precautions during this flu season. The details after the break.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Now the news. General Manager of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, Marlene Street Forrest, is encouraging more local companies to list on the stock market. She says registering on the Jamaica Stock Exchange can generate several benefits for small and medium-sized businesses, in addition to raising capital to grow their operations.
What we have found is that whilst a company comes to market and is in good and regular standing, when they go to the bank for loan financing, the bank is very receptive to them and they can negotiate their rates down in the daily advertisement of their companies. They are attractive to outsiders who want to do business with them.
Mrs. Street Forrest was speaking in an interview with JIS News. A Bloomberg News report recently listed Jamaica's stock exchange as the top-performing stock market in the world for 2015. The local exchange surged more than 80% to the top spot, ahead of several developed economies across the globe. Construction of Wigton 3, the 24-megawatt expansion of the Wigton Wind Farm in Rose Hill, Manchester, is on track for completion by February 2016. The $45 million US project is being implemented by Spanish wind energy company Gamesa under a turnkey contract. Work got underway in April 2015, and to date, 12 G80 2.0-megawatt wind turbines have been installed at the wind farm complex and a new transmission line, substation and control building constructed. The project is now in its final phase. This includes testing the installed equipment and finalizing communications with the grid in preparation for the commissioning scheduled for the latter part of February 2016. General Manager Wigton Wind Farm Limited Earl Barrett says construction of Wigton 3 created 145 jobs and three permanent engineering positions. The engineering positions have already been filled in anticipation of the training phase to begin once the project is commissioned. With projected output of 63,072 megawatt hours annually, it is anticipated that Wigton 3 will reduce national oil consumption by over 37,100 barrels per year. The Minister of Health is urging members of the public to take precautions as the country experiences the traditional influenza flu season. Director of Health Promotion and Protection, Dr. Sonia Copeland, says children, the elderly, pregnant women and persons with chronic illnesses should be extra vigilant.
The quickest thing you can do if you feel a sneeze coming on and you're having flu-like symptoms is just to cough or sneeze in your elbow. Some persons will raise their shirt or their dress and sneeze in it. That is good. Because with every sneeze and with every cough, millions of airborne flu viruses that is going out into your environment. If you're having flu-like symptoms, we are really recommending that you stay home until you are better. Because once you go into the workplace and then you are touching common surfaces, that flu virus is going to spread rapidly.
Dr. Copeland says eating fruits and vegetables rich in vitamin C, drinking up to 8 glasses of water daily, keeping physically active and getting adequate rest are also advised to boost the immune system. And more than 200 young people from churches and youth organizations in St. James participated in the 100-kilometer Flames of Freedom torch run on Sunday. The event was held in commemoration of the 1831 Christmas Rebellion, led by national hero, the Right Excellent Samuel Sharp. One of the organizers, Sidney Bartley, says the commemoration activity was important for the historical information it provided. The torch run in its 15th year lasted 10 hours and covered over 12 communities in St. James. It was held in collaboration with the Office of the Prime Minister, Social Development Commission, and the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, with sponsorship from the Chase Fund. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.